It has been a long time for a subway station to be transformed into something new. Centennial Journalism's Sanjeev Viknaraja has more information on the PAVE station revitalization.
The next station is PAVE station.
Station is located at 743 Danforth Avenue, a block away from Greektown. It serves three bus routes, the 25 Dollar Mills, the 72 Pape, and the 81 Thorncliffe. The station opened in 1966 when the Bloor-Danforth line was extending from Scarborough to Etobicoke. Over 27,000 people use it every day. The budget for the project is about $35 million. I've spoken with the communications director of the TTC, Brad Ross, for more information of the construction project.
So PAVE station was modernized. It started 4 years ago. It will be completed by the end of this year. And that modernization includes accessibility. So an elevator, accessible doors, accessible fare gate. It includes a new indoor bus waiting area. It includes a second exit. It includes new art and amenities and finishes, a complete refresh to the station, which includes accessibility. So it's a very busy station, a bus waiting area, 25,000 passengers a day use PAVE station.
PAVE station was delayed in 2011 and started back up again in 2012.
What happened with PAVE was that we had some issues with construction when we were digging and doing our construction down at PAVE station. When we were digging below to build the elevators, we found some steel structures, we found some water main issues, and so that caused some construction delays.
Originally, PAVE was supposed to be shut down in mid-June of this year. It was postponed due to Terrazzo, Tile, and Marble Guild of Ontario strike until the labor dispute was resolved. It was later closed in mid-August for 12 consecutive days for speedy work on renovations. During that time, trains bypassed PAVE.
So we closed PAVE for 12 days in August, and we got a lot of work done. We got all the floors and the ceilings and the walls that needed to be finished, that we needed to do, and the stairs particularly that needed to be finished, we got done. Then we reopened it. We said we will finish the elevators and some of the landscaping and the new bike parking area. We'll have that done by the end of October, and we did that. The last piece is still the second exit that is still being constructed at PAVE. But if you go to the station today, all but the second exit is finished. And so we got a lot done in that 12 days. That really, really helped progress. If we didn't do that, we'd still be working on things.
What is the outcome?
It will be finished by the end of this year, the second exit and everything. So we'll have a new modern station. We're committed to modernizing our stations, and that includes accessibility. So that station now has elevators and now has accessible fare gates. It even has a walk-up window inside the paid area for Tim Hortons. So it's we've listened to the community, we've listened to our residents, we've designed and constructed and built renovated a subway station within a residential community that serves a lot of people, three bus routes, the feedback has been quite good.
I've spoken to transit advocate Steve Munro on his thoughts of the renovation project. He has a blog called SteveMunro.ca.
The fact that the stations actually have elevators going into them is long overdue. I think that Toronto, I mean, this is not just a TTC thing, it's a City of Toronto thing and a provincial thing, that there's been a lot of fine talk about accessibility, but really until the issue was forced with the disability requirements that the province implemented, but oh, by the way, didn't give us any money with which to implement them. That's kind of put a hard end date by which all that has to happen. Frankly, I think it should have happened a lot sooner. there's a more general issue with some of the new proposed second exits from stations, where they're only second exits in the sense that they're being built much more simply to meet fire code than to provide the convenience of a true full second entrance and exit into subway stations. Also because the second exits are always, because they're considered auxiliary exits, there's no escalators, there's no elevators at those locations, and so you have a situation where for a lot of people those exits don't really exist as a matter of convenience. What else were you asking about? Oh, bike racks. It's nice to have bike racks, but I mean, personally, I'm not a cyclist. The level of demand on the system, we are never going, you know, cycling is not going to replace the need for feeder buses to subway stations. And frankly, I think if there were any attempt to do that, you would need a huge amount of space. You see pictures of some systems that are in very bike-oriented cities. You have to have huge bike storage areas. Now, what you could, of course, do is repurpose some of the parking lots around subway stations. And that's going to be an interesting debate that TTC and the city should have. You know, what do you do with all of this land that's currently being used for parking? But not all stations have parking lots. So Dufferin, for example, doesn't have a parking lot. So it's not like an Islington station or a Kipling station where you can say, hey, kick the cars out of this chunk and convert this to bicycle parking. So it's a debate that certainly should occur, but it varies different places around the system. And ironically, more in the outer parts of the system where there are large parking lots as opposed to the inner parts of the system.
The revitalization of Pape Station is one of many initiatives the TTC is doing to upgrade their service to improve customer service. I spoke to the CEO of the Toronto Transit Commission, Andy Byford, about the modernization project.
I'm really pleased that we're nearly at the end of the modernization of Pape Station. I think it's made a real difference. We've now got full accessibility with the elevators that have just been installed. The finishes on the station have been completely modernized. We've got electronic doors at the entrance. The only thing left to do by way of the project is to complete the second exit that's being currently constructed on Lipton Avenue. That's being done right now. So we made it a customer charter commitment to get that station modernization complete by the end of this year. That's going to happen. Well, we are bound by legislation, Ontario legislation, to make our subway system fully accessible by 2025. So Pape Station is one of the 69 that needed to have elevators fitted to it. The impact upon riders, I think, will be profound in that people with wheelchairs, people who've got lots of luggage or maybe with strollers can now use can use the elevators to get to and from the platforms, which I think is fantastic. It's fully step-free. I think even able body people will hugely benefit from the fact it's much brighter, it's much more modern, it's much more welcoming as a facility.
The complete Pape modernization project will be finished by the end of this year. Passengers can expect a brand new station with accessible features such as elevators and the second exit, artwork, a Tim Hortons shop, and a whole new transformation.